We're here. I did forget a button. My bad. It is, let's see. Hold on. 9:33, the morning after here. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Phil Taylor. We'll have our friend Jeffy McGee in for the end of the show at 10 o'clock. Morning After podcast up on the website after the show. And there'll be some exclusive off-air material on there, Q1055.com. I've been sitting on this like all summer. I've been sitting on this topic like all summer into fall, and I figured now would be the time to get to it. It could get a little dirty, but I mean, it's something that we all do, and I figured now is the perfect time to bring it up because Demetrius is going through this with Cohen. We're professionals. Remember, we were laid off.
We
were not fired. We didn't do anything wrong. Wow. We are
Being laid off kind of indicates that
you're gonna get your job back.
Yeah, somebody's gonna call you and go, "Hey, you know that your position has opened up again, and now." But I don't think that's happening. Well, we can all agree, right?
If they get out of their $20 billion in debt, maybe we'll get that phone call. Okay. I won't leave my phone on waiting for that call. But we're professionals. Mm. We know how to say things delicately and eloquently when we need to, and we can dance around and use the right. We can do verbal gymnastics. How do you wipe your butt?
Bottom to top.
What about, like, there are people who do it when they're seated, because I don't.
I don't. You have a chance of, like, your hand touching the water or what's in the water. That's not okay.
Are you troubled, Demetrius? Because you're going through this now with Cohen, and I figured you would pass on how you do it to him. Now I stand and I turn around.
Yeah.
I turn around so I can see what's in there.
I don't want to look inside of like the bowl. Like I turn around so I can get to the toilet paper because usually it's next to the toilet. So
Dee, did you know that some people do it seated? Do you do it seated? How do you get it under there?
If you do it seated, I'm gonna punch you in the chest.
Like when I've heard
then evidently. And maybe this will empower
some of
my other people out there who are afraid to come out of the water closet.
You're a seated wiper.
But I am. I lean 10 degrees to the side.
Okay.
And
like
forward.
That?
Yeah.
At least you're not reaching past
the
dingleberries. Like that's
what?
Weird. Yeah.
No,
that's weird.
That's how I was raised. I think it's weird to stand up and like
you're very exposed.
So
well, it's fine.
And
nobody's there.
So I'm a seater.
It just seems so uncomfortable. And,
no,
and,
so
this, and you can't wipe
no.
everything. That,
okay. This is your action. Like you like lean a little bit and then you like get back there. Like you don't like go between the legs.
You lift. Yeah, you lift a little bit of your thigh and you lean. About 8-9 degrees to one side or another that you're more comfortable with, creating separation, thereby creating a better surface area to take care of and clean, rather than standing up and pushing things, say, more into a taco-y like.
No.
But yeah.
Well,
unless you're grabbing something and separating, which sounds a little weird, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you teaching this to Cohen? Because he's
in the middle of just number one in it, but you know when that time arises,
Kara's
like,
been posting.
Connor knows that.
Kara's been posting some pictures of him in like big boy underwear.
Yeah,
has he pooped in them yet?
No.
Good.
No, but he waits till he has a diaper on.
Oh, okay. So at least there's some control there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like ostracized because
no
you're sitting with standing wipers as opposed to being
they're not and maybe I should not put my
Kara
family's business out in the
that's
street
normal.
Like
you're the abnormal
one
so it's fine
everybody's a sitter in my house
really
oh.
I just feel like it's too hard to get up and under there like your colon is probably
dirty.
What
are you dealing with? I don't understand. Like
sometimes
what,
a lot.
Like,
I drink a lot of protein.
What's going
shit, right?
on?
Yeah, all
so,
the chicken
like, first of all, you have to double check to make sure nothing weird. But
wipe till it's white, and you got to check.
I got to wipe. That's
wipe till it's white.
But
you got to check.
I mean, that's you, right? You look.
So right? You go down and you bring it up and you put it back? Like, what is that? Who does that?
No, that's a different... Look, first of all,
what?
I think you guys maybe are missing a few logical steps here in what you guys consider
it.
Personal hygiene. But I don't just... Like, first of all, there's stages. You there, boom, and then there's another mitt of TP. Boom, another mitt
but
of
you,
TP.
But you have to pull it back up to look, Demetrius. Like, that's weird.
But... Then it goes straight into the toilet.
But you okay? So you
but
go
what
down.
What do you do?
I stand mean, up and then I look, wipe and I look and I put it down because
see,
I want to wipe till it's white.
Right, because you don't want to be embarrassed with skid marks. I bet you your underwear has a lot of skid marks.
No,
because you're missing some things.
No,
I have a question. All right, so two out of three of us here are standing. Does this differ by gender? Like, are women standers or sitters?
I've never thought to ask this question. And now I need to go around asking this question.
Why do you think this was Eric's secret topic? Secret topics are always good.
I thought everybody did it the same way. It's like guys like pee to stand up. Like, no guy sits down to pee. I would hope.
There's some that do.
Demetrius, do you sit down to
no.
pee?
No.
Okay.
I saw a movie, I forget where it was on, not long ago. And there was a guy who, he was taking a poop. He lived in the woods. And he was taking a poop, and the sheriff
Did
pulled up.
Did he grab a rabbit?
No, he sat down. He had some toilet paper out there on a stand. He was on his porch, and he was a seated wiper. I was like, I'll be damned. It's true.
That's so strange to me.
Here's the funny thing.
Go for it.
Is that the fact that you've met each other now somehow validates the odd behavior that you do. Now it's not, oh my God,
first of all,
I met one of the only standing wipers.
We're not odd. We're not odd. You're odd.
What you guys have done has gone like this. Hey, there's one more of me. So now that must mean the whole world is like me. And so when I find somebody who doesn't do it this way, I have to think that they are in the minority, although I've only met one of me.
You need to get a colonoscopy. You're probably so dirty. Because you're not standing and getting up as far. All right. The morning after, Jeffy McGee will be here. Star Wars is out this weekend. I saw it. I was disappointed. But we will do
What's shocking?
It's Star Wars.
Dysfunctional families in honor of Star Wars with the trailer game with Jeffy McGee on Q105 coming up. Getting.